So, I guess it's a tradition.
Yes.
Yes, right?
Wait, first can I say?
Okay, yeah,
thank
so.
Thank you to Ilana and to Jonathan. I really appreciate it. I wasn't thinking of doing anything this year because of Corona. And I was quite pleasantly surprised when Ilana, when you called and you asked, can I do something? And I'm very moved. I really am. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Ilana. Thank you. Okay, so, connecting the Museum. So I started out talking about the idea of Hotzah and the idea that it's the idea of place, that where something is actually determines its value. So that's why the idea is that you could take something from one place to another, from the house out to the guy who's poor, and all of a sudden the value of this item changes because of its place. So it happens to work out that the yard site of Binyamin Chaim Ben Shmuel HaKohen came out around the parasha of Kisavo. So I've been listening to an idea from a certain Rav for many years. I didn't really understand it. And I think for the first time I actually understood it. And then I saw inside an explanation. And then I said, okay, I think I got it, but I still don't know if I explained it properly. But I think once we explain it properly, we can tie it into the yard site. So the parasha of Kisavo talks about, the first thing it talks about is Bikurim. The person has a crop, the first fruit they bring up to Yerushalayim. And the parsha there tells us, you come to the Kohen, Asher Yeba Yamim Ahim, the Amarta Elov, and you'll say to the Kohen, Higadti Hayom LaShem Elokecha, Ki Vosi El Haaretz Asher Nishba Hashem Lavosinu Lases Lanu. Right? So you're going to make this proclamation. Higati ayom, kivasi el haaretz. I'm going to say, Tashem, proclaim, Higati ayom Hashem lakecha, Tashem, kivasi el haaretz. So Rashi says the strangest thing. It's a short Rashi. Rashi says, V'yamarta elav, she'incha kafoy tova. You're going to say to him that you're not ungrateful. So if you stop someone on the street and you say, okay, there's this thing called Bikurim. What is the idea of Bikurim? What's the basis of this mitzvah? So a person will say, it's a Hakaras HaTov. Guy has a crop. The first thing I'm going to do before anything, before enjoying anything, is I'm going to bring something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that way I'm going to show my gratitude. So what does it mean when Rashi says, it's like, is he saying it like, you put your hand like this back, like, you just say it. He wants to be Kafui, not Eino Kafui Tova, that he's actually Makir Tov. Why is Rashi saying it what appears to be in the negative? So the Gor Aryeh, the Maharal, says on this, he says, you know, the truth is that there's something extra here. Or at least on the surface, it looks like it's not necessary. Because what does it say? It says, he comes to the Kohen, he says, Higadti Hayom, LaHashem Elokecha, I'm going to say in front of Hashem, Ki Vosi El Haaretz Asher Nishba Hashem Lavosin Lases Lana. Kivasi ala makom, the guy standing there. I came to this place. It's not necessary. It's understood. I'm here. What are you saying, kivasi? The Maharal says it's extra. Elamai, an unbelievable thing. What he's saying is something completely different. It's not a din. We're not talking about hakaras hatov now. We're talking about something completely different. It's that he's not a kafoy tova. What's an eno kafoy tova? Is that I am not denying the goodness. By saying that I'm here, I'm accepting the goodness. So I'm not saying thank you. If you think about it, the guy has $1 million crop. He brings a $5 apple. That's a bizayon. It's not a good thing. It's actually embarrassing. So what's Bikurim? Bikurim is saying, I'm taking the first, because there's something about taking something that's the first, and I'm coming to this place and I'm saying, I am here. Because what I'm saying really is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm accepting what you gave me. I'm not saying thank you. I'm actually saying something different. I'm saying, Hashem, what you gave me, I'm accepting. And that's what I'm saying. When I say I'm here, because this is what the act is of acceptance. And the end of the parsha of Bikurim, it says v'samachta b'chol atov. The answer to this is that you'll be happy with all the goodness because if you're not an einar kafoy toiva. Because what it is not an act of saying thank you as much as saying I accept Hashem what you're giving me. It's a whole different story. And where does he come? He comes to the place. He comes to the makom, to that place, and he says, I'm here, Hashem. I'm here. I'm accepting what you're giving me, and that's where true simcha comes. And what's incredible is if you go through the whole parasha of the Tochacha, which comes right after, not right after, but comes in the rest of this continuation, and what happens? Why does Klal Yisrael, why do we get punished? Tachas Hashem lo avadatas Hashem lekecha b'simcha b'tov levav. You're not worshiping from simcha and a good heart. Why? Because of this issue, we didn't internalize of not being being an einar kafoy tova means we need to be people who accept what HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us. That's the issue here. It's not about saying thank you as much as accepting. We see this as a tikkun right from the beginning of time. Adam HaRishon was a kafoy tova. He says, the woman who gave me, like basically saying, I'm not accepting what you're giving me. The whole avoda is to be able to accept. And when we do accept, that's where true simcha comes from. That's where true simcha comes from. So, but the idea is to come to a place where Shabbos, Gemara Shabbos, and what Erevin, what it's all talking about, is it's so busy with, you go from this place to that place, Rosh HaYachid, Rosh HaRabim, a Karmelis, a Makom Patur, and all these different, all about like place. A person, like now we're talking about in Erevin, about when it comes to Erev Shabbos, and the sun is setting, your person is kona his makom. And that's where you're going to sit, and you're supposed to focus on where you are. So, but the idea is the acceptance of where you are, to be where you are, and then in that place of acceptance, you can then really truly become who you're supposed to be. So I think that it's very apropos that's the parasha of Kisavo is around the yard site. Because what Binyamin Chaim HaKohen, Binyamin Chaim Ben Shmuel HaKohen, what he was a person. It's interesting. You can be in a place and be a person that's a holech. You can be in a place, but always going and doing, right? So here is a person who, when he saw things that needed to be done, he didn't sit back. He was a man of action. He had to go and do. He went to places with his Azer Kenegdo, and they went to places that were today like, In the times you went, it was not. I went 20 years after, and I was scared. I can only imagine what it was like to go to Russia, in the height of the Cold War, to be so right. So to be Moser Nefesh, because it was understood, like I need to go and do. But where can a person really come and get up and go and do things? Is when you have that place where you're on a makom of an einu kafri tova. When you recognize, I'm accepting Hashem. You're sending me these things. Life is not simple. There's going to be challenges. But every time there was a challenge, the one thing that's a takeaway is when there was a challenge, it was acceptance and let's do something about it, right? Different curveballs that came always were met with, okay, what can we do to make this better? And what can we do to help others to make their situations better? Mamish till the day, right? Always helping and looking to help others. But where,
when he got sick,
right? He was helping or creating support groups for other people. Correct. So I think that's where does that power come from? It's when you recognize, when you can be in a place like we are supposed to be, when comes Shabbos, to be able to get to that place of Shabbos, of Kone Makom, to be able to say, Hashem, Ki Gad Te Yom, Ki Basi, I'm here. I'm here. I'm in the present. And when a person can be present, then they can be a man of action. And so that's what I think Binyamin Chaim, your father, was a person that was able to be present and have fun and make it levadik at the Shabbos tables and the Yontif tables. I remember we used to have a lot of fun. It was always exciting. And so the idea of a yard site is that when we come to this time, in that time is the person's life is it's supposed to be in front of us and to take a musar. And to say, Hashem, what is it? It's Higad Yom Kivasi Al Makom. I'm here today. I'm here today. I'm accepting what you sent me. And then once you do that, once you're able to internalize the idea of accepting what we have is what it's supposed to be, Yeshli Kol, I have everything, then you can go and do. And so may it be a source of inspiration on his yard site that Ben Shmuel HaKohen's memory of who he was, the type of person he was, such a sincere person, a person of action, that also we should be able to learn, to be able to appreciate what we've been given, and then to then take it from there and to bring more light to this world. And that based on that, we should take that, this extra strength, and bring into the new year, which should be a year, Tichle Shana Mekil Osel, all the bad should be in the back. And we should see the Chasam Sofer says that Pei Aleph, this next year is going to be a great year. We should see blessing, we should see a lot of simcha, and we should be able to come together and celebrate.
Amen. Thank you very much. That's okay. Beautiful. Yeah. Jonathan, every year you hit it on the head. It does.
Siyata Dishmaya.
Thank you very much for coming. Beautiful. Thank you so much.